I'm going to show you a very simple money manifestation technique. Responding really to somebody who asked me this on Instagram, it's like, how do you generate more money? And instead of giving you the logical action-based, you know, build this business, do this, which I have done in other videos, or I do in the Freedom Tribe, which is in the description. In this video, I'm going to tell you the more metaphysical kind of abstract way of manifesting money. And it's going to use a specific technique. The technique is called the waterfall technique, but it's slightly modified. And it's very simple. Anyone can do it. And what it basically does is you quickly turn yourself into the sort of person who has money just come to them. You may have seen these people, these type of people, right? Where it just seems like they're just really lucky, or that they just somehow get handed opportunities and money for no reason, or just out of nowhere. It's not random. It's not luck. So this technique, or it's at least a modified version of this technique. So like I said, the technique itself is called the waterfall technique, and it's based on multiple layers of different things that all come together and make it overwhelmingly likely that you're going to manifest money. So it's not just really one thing. It's kind of like a collection of little things that all stack on top of each other. Okay, so the first and most important step is to visualize the outcome you want and then feel the emotion that is attached to that outcome. So you need to first visualize the outcome you actually want. Let's say if the outcome is you want to own a supercar. Well, it's not really the supercar you want. It's more the emotion. So the emotion would be something like freedom, pride maybe, or you might feel like people look at you in a good way, whatever the emotion is. Focus on that feeling at the same time as visualizing yourself driving the supercar. And that's the first step, the most important step actually. So, and it's very important that you do both at the same time and that you don't just focus on one. So let's say if you want, the most common one is you want more money, right? I mean, this is mainly for manifesting money, but it can be used for, you want to manifest money, okay? But you, again, it's not really the money you want. It's actually the freedom and the security and the safety that you think money will give you, or the happiness. It's really more the outcome that you want instead of the actual physical notes, right? I mean, who really uses cash anymore anyway? We mainly use card, but it's really just the outcome, the freedom, security, safety, and happiness you think money will give you. So focus on that as the primary thing, right? So really focus on the emotions and how you'll feel when you have that. And then at the same time as that, visualize the visual trigger. So looking at your bank account on your phone, seeing the big numbers, walking around a big house, let's say, or just holding physical cash for you to visualize. Whatever it is, just a visual trigger that you attach to the emotional trigger, which is the feeling of the outcome. The second thing is slightly less important, but still kind of important. You now need to take action. And I know at the beginning I said, this is not based on taking action. It's not really, because I'm not going to tell you practically exactly what to do, like I do in my Freedom Tribe, but it's more just about taking inspired action that you feel guided to take. And this could be anything. And this is the really important part. The action that you need to take might not make sense. And it's not going to be a simple action like, you know, create a website, make a video. Right? These are practical, logical things where you would look at them and say, well, okay, to make money, I need to do this. I need to get an online job. Let's say I need to win the lottery. These are logical ideas about what you should take action on. I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying to take action on the random things that you feel pulled to do, even if they have nothing to do with money. And usually they won't have anything to do with money. It might be something like you wake up one morning and you just feel like going for a long walk on your own. That is the action you should take, even if you don't see how that's related to money, because ultimately what you're guided to take action on, let's say if it's going for a long walk or, I don't know, writing a song or whatever it is, something random, you're guided to take action on these things because ultimately they lead you down the path which helps you become the person who manifests that thing. So it might be that you go on a long walk and then you get an idea and then that becomes how you manifest the money. Or it might be that you go on a walk and then you meet someone. And then through that person, you get the opportunity to make money or to manifest whatever it is you're manifesting. The path is very indirect. And this is what a lot of people get confused about. It's not a straight line. It's not like you decide to manifest money and then somebody shows up at your door with a barrel full of money. It's more like you go for a long walk, you have an idea, then you go to another country because of that idea, then you meet someone, then they invite you to this conference, and then at the conference, you have this other idea, and then it's like a long chain of events. It can still happen quickly, but it's a long chain of events that lead to that outcome. The chain of events is so random and unpredictable. The only way for it to work is for you to just take the action blindly, pretty much. Whatever you feel pulled to do, just take the action. And then ultimately, looking back, you'll be able to connect the dots and see how it made sense and how it worked. But it might not make sense in the moment. And that's what stops a lot of people, is they get this idea. They get the pull to take a random action, and they don't see how it actually is going to help them get their goal. So they don't do it. Anyway, so the third step, that's the second one. The third step is to be really grateful, to practice gratitude for what you've already manifested. And this is quite, I haven't really heard many people talk about this. Everything currently in your life, all of the good stuff in your life, you have already manifested without realizing. And you've also done this pretty much using this same technique by taking action on things, whether you're aware of it or not, and by visualizing, not visualizing in your case, because you didn't know, right? Happens unconsciously, but by focusing on the emotions, that's what you manifest. And this applies both to good or bad, it's neutral. So let's say if you are experiencing something bad in your life, you know, most within reason, like most people, if you're experiencing something bad, it's because in the past, you probably have been at some point focusing on the emotions that you're currently feeling. Let's say if you're always experiencing stress, what usually happens when you're stressed is you really focus on that stress, and then that creates more stress and it becomes this negative spiral. Well, exactly the same thing can happen in a positive way. So you could focus on what you're grateful for, and then you'll get more of that. If I could sum it up in a nutshell, basically, you get more of what you actually focus your energy on. Those people who are like really lucky, as you would say, or they're really random good things happen to them, it's more just that they're focusing on those good things and ignoring all the bad things. And eventually what happens is you get more of the good things and less of the bad things. I know that's quite a simple version, but this is why this is called the waterfall technique, because it's really just those three things layered on top of each other. And once you do those things, all three of them, it becomes like a waterfall. You can't really stop it. It just continues to go. Maybe waterfall is the wrong analogy, because it's not like you're going down. It's more like an upward waterfall. So it's just kind of like building momentum, going upwards, more positive things happen. Then there, it's easier to focus on the emotions, so you get more of it. It's easier to be grateful because you're getting more of it. So then it continues to go up. So yeah, that's the technique. I do explain more about how to manifest the life of your dreams, how to make money doing what you love in the Freedom Tribe, which is linked in the description. There's other stuff in the description as well. Check it out. Yeah, let me know what you think.